అస్సలాము అలైకుం వ రహ్మతుల్లాహి వ బరకాతుహ్. నహ్మదుహు వ నుసల్లీ అలా రసూలిహిల్ కరీమ్. అమ్మా బాద్, ఆజ్ కా సబక్ సున్ లీజియే.
లెట్ అస్ లిసన్ టు ద ఆజ్ కా సబక్ విచ్ ఇస్ డెలివర్డ్ డైలీ బై హజ్రత్ మౌలానా ముహమ్మద్ యూనుస్, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ హజ్రత్ మౌలానా ముహమ్మద్ ఉమర్ పాలన్పూరి రహ్మతుల్లాహి అలైహ్.
Lesson number 779. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that that person that leaves their house or their home, meaning the house, the office, the shop, the place where they are residing, and then they read the following dua, which we will read together inshallah. You will read after me. Bismillahi توكلت على الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Now let us listen to the translation. I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I leave my residence. I place my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave. The ability to achieve any good or to be safe from any evil cannot be done save with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if a person reads this dua, be it in the Arabic, be it in the English, then what happens? The angels thereafter respond and the angels say that we will fulfill all your work and all your responsibilities. Number one. Number two, the angels say you will be saved from all sorts of evil and bad. And number three, the devil will be very despondent from such a person and he will move very far away from this person. This hadith is made mention of in Tirmidhi Sharif. Us, our children, our families, our workers, whoever is there, make the habit of reading this dua. Perhaps you will not listen to the response of the angels, but many of the pious people of the past, they would actually hear the angels responding. There is another narration as well that if a person reads this dua, then the angels respond to such a person saying that your work will be fulfilled. You will be safe from all sorts of evil and all sorts of harm. And the shaitan and the devil will go far away from you. And the one shaitan will tell the other shaitan that how can you ever gain any sort of control over that person whom the angels have guided. They have fulfilled his responsibility and they have safeguarded him from all sorts of evils. The second narration is made mention of in Abu Dawood Sharif. Inshallah, this dua will also be made as a picture and it will be forwarded as well over the WhatsApp in the near future. But Allah's qasam, if we read this dua, Allah will protect us inshallah. Now we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the garment of piety. May He grant us the garment of protection. May Allah grant us the garment of mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the love of His surma in our eyes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the hearts of ours with His love and His affection and His compassion. Ameen, ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.